Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, June 5th, 2014. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight, InfoWars in-depth coverage of Sergeant Burkle. Did the Obama administration do the right thing with his negotiation? Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen report. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Why are his comrades saying that he was more of a deserter than his Taliban victim? Why does his dad get all choked up when he talks about the Afghan people? I mean, that just sounds like a psyop to me.
Well, tonight there is increasing evidence that the Obama administration may have traded five terrorist ringleaders for what many are now calling a traitor. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was captured 5 years ago by the Al-Qaeda-linked Taliban in Afghanistan, well, he not only deserted his post in hostile territory, but he also left a note announcing that he was disgusted with the American mission in Afghanistan and he wanted to renounce his citizenship to the United States. The New York Times reported that Bergdahl took a backpack, some bottled water, a couple of knives, and a notebook. It basically went AWOL. He didn't take any weapons with him. He simply walked off into the sunset in Afghanistan near the Pakistan border and disappeared. And, well, as you know, he ultimately got captured by the Taliban, leaving behind his comrades who were undoubtedly concerned about what the hell was going on. In fact, they spent the next 90 days searching for him, and many of them lost their lives in the process. Now look, if Bergdahl was a conscientious objector and no longer wanted to participate in the Afghan war, I get it. I understand. And I'd be sympathetic towards his cause. However, the fact that he deserted his unit put the men he left behind at serious risk. And many brave soldiers lost their lives trying to save him. And that is inexcusable. Furthermore, we are now learning that Bo Bergdahl may have actually deserted the base in Afghanistan in an effort to contact the Taliban army himself. So maybe he wasn't captured at all. CNN is reporting that intercepted radio chatter has indicated that Bergdahl sought contact with the Taliban. And there are dramatic allegations by people close to Bergdahl, including his team leader in Afghanistan and U.S. intelligence officials who say that Bergdahl may have actively collaborated with the enemy.
He was looking for someone who spoke English so he could talk to the Taliban. And when we heard that, it told us, okay, he's actively seeking out the Taliban. So over the next couple months, all the attacks definitely were far more directed. Following his disappearance, IEDs started going off directly under the trucks. They're getting perfect hits every time. Their ambushes were very calculated, very methodical, like they knew what we were going to do.
And with us now is Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs to try to help us make sense of all this. Hey, what do you think of the allegations that Bo Bergdahl may have collaborated with the Taliban?
Well, I say that's a pretty safe allegation at this point, Darren. I mean, based off the information we got from the Afghan war files from WikiLeaks.org and also just the accounts of Bergdahl's platoon at that time. They all collaborated. It all says the exact same thing that is in the paperwork. So at this point in time, it's not looking too good for Bo.
You know, some people are going to say that he was captured and then he was tortured. And perhaps that's why that a lot of his the guys in his unit were getting close to direct fire from the Taliban, that sort of thing. But it doesn't really make sense because we know that he left notes behind before he disappeared saying that he planned to desert, that he was going to renounce his citizenship. And we also have U.S. intelligence officials who picked up chatter that he was out there actively looking for the Taliban. So he's out there trying to contact them. And what are your thoughts on that?
You know, he struggled for a long time with his religion from what I heard about. So I don't think that that's a far-fetched idea. You know, the fact that he left that and walked off base shows, you know, pretty good intent that that's what he meant to do. I mean, he left his weapon behind. I mean, that shows he didn't want to be a threat at all to when he went outside the gate. He wanted to show that he only had a compass and some water.
And he had no weapons with him.
Yeah, no weapon, anything like that. He just wanted to show that he was out there and he wanted to talk to him and he wanted to find some kind of way to communicate with him.
Well, he ran up against some pretty bad guys. Tell us more about the Haqqani network. These are the guys that supposedly captured him. I heard you on the radio. You called them the Sopranos of Afghanistan. What's up with these guys?
They're a bad, nasty group. I remember when I was in Afghanistan myself, right around the time that Bo got captured, a lot of these asymmetric warfare guys would come in, and they were always showing these files about the Haqqani network. And they're like, you know what? You know, we would always be asking, like, oh, have you guys ever heard anything about where Osama bin Laden is? And they're like, Osama, don't even worry about that guy. It's the Haqqani network. These are the guys out here actively seeking to destroy America. You know, these are bad guys. And the reason called them Sopranos of the Taliban is because they have legitimate businesses in Afghanistan, as well as their main source of income is capturing people, kidnapping them, and then trading them off for a ransom.
Now, what about Obama's decision to release 5 top Taliban commanders in exchange for Bergdahl? I mean, you yourself, you served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Doesn't this put our troops at serious risk?
Well, I just want to look at the camera real quick. I want everyone to know right now, this is a very, very serious deal. You know, once you put the price on an American soldier's head like you did with Bo Bergdahl, you've now put a price on every American's head across the whole world. I mean, everyone is at risk now. Who travels because of this? It's crazy. I don't know what goes through his mind sometimes, but it's just not safe for people. It's a dangerous thing to happen. It was a horrible trade. It wasn't worth it. It was poorly thought out. I don't know what he's doing.
Now, obviously, you stay in touch with a lot of guys you served with. I'm curious what the climate is like amongst veterans. I mean, this story has to have everybody pretty angry right now.
Well, I know a lot of the veterans are pissed off. I'm on one of the Facebook pages that was created by a lot of Bo's platoon at the time.
Right.
And the chatter amongst all of them are that they are starting to get gag orders. They're saying that people from their unit are coming down and saying, hey, you've got to stop talking about this. Even the ones who are out. Now, I understand if you're still in.
I was just going to say, yeah, these are the guys that are veterans. They're out right now and they're still getting threatened.
Yeah, they're still getting threatened that they could lose VA benefits and things like that.
Wow.
You know, it just shows you what the government's going, you know, what they're trying to do to cover this up. And when that starts happening, you know, there's nothing good behind it. You know that there's something being covered up with that, or they wouldn't be doing that.
Well, what are some of the comments that they're afraid of you know, people putting on Facebook?
Well, you know, one of the things I've noticed too is, you know, the veterans are, you know, they're mad. So what does that do? That sparks up that anger amongst everyone. And it almost seems like it's a, you know, Obama's kind of plot to get the
angry. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it almost sounds like a deliberate, that's what this whole thing could be. Cause to be honest, this whole Bergdahl fiasco is confusing to me. I don't understand. It seems like a bad move by the Obama administration. It can only hurt him as far as ratings and public opinion and the whole
thing. The government has this war on returning veterans, and this is a perfect example to be like, see here,
I
told you, these guys are mad. Yeah. You know, they're pissed off, you know, and that's a way to play into that hand. You know, and I was just trying to remind them, hey, stay calm and remember, think about things before you say it. Because these guys are watching everything and they're trying to use it against them. And they're only trying to get the truth out about what they saw.
And it's further proof that the veterans are under a microscope right now. And obviously on Facebook as well, that they're watching everything they put on Facebook.
Everyone involved in this entire scandal, fiasco, whatever you want to call it, is going to be under a microscope for quite some time.
Meanwhile, the Taliban's diminished leadership has now been replenished. No thanks to Barack Hussein Obama. Joe Biggs, thank you for giving us your take on all this.
Thank you.
Now, the White House talking point throughout this entire Bergdahl ordeal has uniformly been no soldier left behind. National Security Advisor Susan Rice, she said the United States doesn't leave a man or woman on the battlefield.
What we did was ensure that, as always, the United States doesn't leave a man or a woman on the battlefield.
Right.
And in order to do this, it's very important for folks to understand, if we got into a situation where we said, you know, because of who has captured an American soldier on the battlefield, we will leave that person behind, we would be in a whole new era for the safety of our personnel and for the nature of commitment to our men and women in uniform.
So on the left, we have Obama's cheerleaders who are saying that no soldier should be left behind. And apparently that justifies the release of the top five Taliban commanders who will undoubtedly rejoin the fight in Afghanistan against our soldiers. Meanwhile, on the right, their battle cry has always been the United States does not negotiate with terrorists. Oh, really? Really? Come on, man. The truth is that not only does the United States negotiate with terrorists, but our government, spearheaded by the CIA and the military-industrial complex, created most of the world's terrorist organizations to begin with. Case in point, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, for example, Al-CIA-da. Well, they were created by the CIA and the Pakistani ISI intelligence networks. I mean, our government created these Frankensteins. Don't forget that. And the official story has always been that Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda network went rogue. They turned against us. Give me a break. We know for a fact, and it's on record, that collaborative efforts between the CIA and the Pakistani ISI, that resulted in the creation of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. The Afghan Mujahideen leader, Malawi Haqqani, well, he was a direct CIA asset who also worked closely with bin Laden, the boogeyman himself. And as we've reported heavily here at InfoWars, the United States continues to utilize the Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra terrorist networks in places like Libya and Syria. So we've been negotiating with terrorists for a very long time. They come in real handy for false flag terror attacks or toppling uncooperative governments in other countries, allowing the globalists to install their very own hand-picked dictators. And back to the Bo Bergdahl trade for the Gitmo 5 Taliban. You know, a lot of people are saying that this is a deliberate attempt by the Obama administration as a kind of a sideshow to divert our attention away from the recent VA scandal. That might be true, or could be that Obama's a total fuck up. And every decision he makes is a total disaster. And if the Bergdahl scandal was meant to divert our attention away from the VA scandal, I hate to see what kind of wag the dog scenario they come up with to distract us from Bergdahl. That ought to be interesting. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Never a dull moment here at InfoWars. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. The InfoWars nightly news will return right after this, so stick around.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. And find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Many people use Wikipedia as a jump-off point for their research, but even Wiki will tell you that not all of their entries are up to snuff. Enter the federal government. The National Archives recently teamed up with Wiki for an edit-a-thon. Edit sessions are not unique, but when the government is involved, I'm concerned that they may be redacting more than editing. We've seen the supposedly transparent, press-friendly Obama administration scheme to put government monitors in newsrooms. And if you call the FCC to ask about this, you get the runaround.
David Knight with Free Speech Systems. I had some questions about the multi-market study of critical information needs. Do you have a moment that I could ask you a couple questions?
Unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to answer any questions. You're certainly more than welcome to contact our Office of Media Relations, though.
Oh, okay. You were listed on the FCC press release as the person to contact.
Yes. And with respect to press inquiries, we're directing them now to our Office of Media Relations.
And just one quick question. How come that changed? How come you decide not to field those questions anymore?
Because we've just decided to route all of the media inquiries through that office for uniformity of response.
You have reached the Office of Media Relations. Please leave a message.
I've reached Dan Margolis with the Office of Communications Business Opportunities at the Federal Communications Commission.
Hi, Mr. Margolis. This is David Knight with Free Speech Systems. I'm calling you because I just called that number you gave me for the Office of Media Relations. I've called them three times, and all I get is an answering machine, like I'm getting out your number.
Thank you for calling the FCC's Consumer Center.
Sometimes agencies aren't that successful at stonewalling the press. It's come out that the CIA will now openly propagandize Americans. Very much illegal, but if you won't be held accountable, then why not? We've seen whistleblowers like Amber Lyon speak out about media censorship, but she's not the only one.
And contributing to the growth of the alternative media, now we have this. Former CBS reporter agrees mainstream media manipulated, controlled by the establishment. And this is Ms. Cheryl Atkinson, who served as a correspondent with CNN.
At my heart, I feel like I'm an investigative reporter, and that's what I can bring to the table and contribute. And quite frankly, in the last couple of years, there just wasn't the appetite for that kind of reporting. I'm seeking out now, which is sort of in flux, is the opportunity to bring underserved stories to a broad audience through an editorial process that doesn't censor, that doesn't try to direct a story to go in a certain unnatural direction, but lets the story be told the way the story naturally is occurring.
But to the government's credit, they have promised to stop lying because of sites like Drudge Report. Yeah, right. We'll leave you with how the government-guided mainstream press keeps their narratives going. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
A lot of times people say, I heard something on CNN and then I read it again in Time Magazine. Well, you recognize Time Warner owns both CNN and Time Magazine. Or they'll say, you know, I heard it on Fox and then I read it in the Wall Street Journal. We can see Fox and Wall Street Journal both line up under the News Corporation and so on and so forth. You can do this all across the board.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Battle of Athens, Tennessee is not only a pristine example of the fight for democracy and freedom, but it's also an example of maybe why the government sees returning veterans as a threat.
A town infested with corrupt cops-turned-politicians who were lining their pockets by doling out tickets was turned upside down by some 3,000 veterans returning from World War II. The self-described wild vets became the target of law enforcement, who made a habit of picking up GIs and fining them heavily for just about anything. As election season approached, some of the returning veterans resolved to challenge the existing political monopoly by fielding their own nonpartisan candidates and working for a fraud-free election. The GI candidates promised an honest ballot count and reform of county government. But on election day, a town normally patrolled by just 15 deputies was swarmed with almost 200 armed deputies who turned up to patrol the precincts. Conflicts, of course, arose during polling, and a black man was shot in the back while trying to escape an officer assault. And when the polls closed, deputies seized the ballot boxes and took them to the jail. Opposition veterans responded by arming themselves and marching to the jail. In the end, the door of the jail was dynamited and breached. The barricaded deputies surrendered, and the ballot boxes were recovered. And the recouped ballots certified the election of the five GI Nonpartisan League candidates. Now, in the present day, not only do we face rampant election fraud, what with e-voting and millions miraculously rising from the dead to cast their vote for President Obama.
But the Battle of Athens also demonstrates how veterans are fearless. I mean, they've already stared right into the face of evil during battle, so they're not going to be afraid to stand up to tyranny when they return to the states. And this is what makes them enemy number one to a government that is hell-bent on totalitarianism.
A controversial Department of Homeland Security assessment from 2009 lists returning veterans among terrorist risks to the U.S. A Morgan County, Indiana police sergeant recently admitted that the increasing militarization of domestic police departments is partly to deal with returning veterans, who are now seen as a homegrown terror threat.
Tanks, guns, armor, all tried and tested on the battlefield. Now some of it is here in central Indiana on our streets, being used to keep us safe.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
During the standoff between cattle rancher Cliven Bundy and the Bureau of Land Management, the majority of the militia that rallied to Bundy's side were veterans. And while the mainstream media tried to paint the militia as lawless and intimidating, residents of Nevada who witnessed the exchange expressed their support for the militia, who did the job their sheriff failed to do.
That is bull crap. Those are my children and this is my community. And if Metro does not have the guts to come out and protect us, what are you here for? What do we pay you guys for?
I want to tell every one of them militia, thank you, because not one of our government officials, not one of our sheriffs or a Metro would have saved us that day. They didn't save us that day.
And the government's disdain for veterans is evident in the sorry state at Veterans Affairs.
The Phoenix Healthcare Center was busted creating secret waiting lists that amounted to little more than death panels for 40 veterans. 1,700 vets there were never even placed on a list at all, rather left to suffer indefinitely. And now 42 VA centers across the country are under investigation for possible abuse of scheduling practices, indicating the vast scope of contempt facing returning soldiers. So imagine the betrayal felt by veterans when they learned that the Obama administration had traded five top Taliban commanders in exchange for one army sergeant, considered by some to be a deserter, and whose attempted rescue on multiple occasions cost soldiers their lives.
But rather than get caught up in the mass distraction that it is this prisoner exchange, stay focused on the real issue.
Our government wants to paint veterans as America's next terror threat. These are men and women who took an oath to protect the United States of America, even if it cost them their lives.
Why are they the threat? Because they're threatening you or me? No.
It's because veterans have been trained to take down America's enemies. And the shadow government that's now running this country is the real enemy number one.
Veterans, your skills and knowledge will take down the shadow government, and they know it. But don't play directly into the government's hand by allowing yourselves to be manipulated into a self-fulfilling prophecy of extremism. Instead, soldier up for the info war.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. That's Texas time. Until then, have a blessed evening. We'll see you back right here tomorrow. Good night. Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.